Welcome, everyone. Take two. And this is Woman Spirit Rising, and we're so happy to be with you tonight. We have a very special agenda for this ceremony and groups of ceremonies, actually, that we'll be doing, and it is to open the heart. Given the world as it is, and all of our lives could use a little pick-me-up in the heart department, because it's very easy to get disheartened. So this is the time to fill it up, open it up, heal it up. And we'll be sharing with you many different ways that that can be accomplished. But one of the things that we all know is there's nothing quite like music to open the heart and make you feel blessed. So to start the evening, we're going to give you a little bit of blessings from my Phases of the Silver Moon CD by Flash Silvermoon, which I didn't say, that's me. Flash Silvermoon officiating, priestess of the Rainbow Goddess tradition. So welcome, welcome, and let's all get some blessings right now.
Say the third time's a charm.
Give it a little volume.
For the people building bridges instead of walls. Woo! 17
Okay, we have been blessed, duly blessed, and there's nothing like a little funk to get you unstuck. You know, sometimes that's just what we need. Move around a bit, shake it out, shake it clear. And that's always something we have to do for ourselves to keep everything flowing. And that is what we really like so much, getting a nice flow. So, again, if you've tuned in a little bit late, my name is Flash Silvermoon, and this is Woman Spirit Rising, and I'll introduce you to the other sisters in a few minutes. Our focus tonight is going to be open the heart. But before I say another thing, we must thank Gwendolyn Holden Barry and Here Be Monsters for the opportunity to do this show, and Gwen is a little under the weather tonight. And we miss her, and we send her all kinds of good healing energy, because it's always wonderful for her to be here with us. So tonight we're going to be sending all this good juju over her way, and to the world as well. So I just had to make sure that we did honor her and give a little healing, too. Yeah, we can always stand to throw that her way. So, at the buttons tonight, we have Nicole Tomasini, and she'll also be working the cauldron with us. And Catherine Moore, Pandora Lightmoon, Flesh Silvermoon is myself, and Ruth Ann, and Marta Fio.
Yeah.
And I hope I got that right.
Good, yes, yay.
Yay!
All right.
Well, so we will all be stirring the pot tonight, as it were. And sometimes, in order to really feel safe and whole, we work backwards in a way to see how do we come into this world and what shape is our heart in just from the start. Did we get the mothering we wanted? Did we not? And at this point, I am going to offer, and you can think about this as we call in the directions, we're going to do a little journey to create our perfect spiritual mother, and this will be in honor of Mother's Day. So that's one of the things that we have on the docket for you. So before we go any further, Pandora, would you like to call in the East?
Yes, I would. I would love to.
All right. You go, girl.
All right. All hail, guardians, watchtowers of the East, corner of new beginnings, corner of the element air, and corner of lofty thoughts, which we will use tonight to open the heart. All hail.
All hail.
Blessed be. Aho.
Blessed be.
Ashe. All hail, guardians and watchtowers of the South, corner of fire and passion, gentleness and courage. It's the place where we learn how to be soft, strong, gentle, brave, and courageous. All those things we put in our pack so that we have the heart and the soul and the fire in our bellies to move forward and stand up when we need to, and also learn how to be quiet and nurturing as well from this fiery place. And sometimes we're outrageous, sometimes courageous, but always full of fire. We ask all the goddesses from the fire world to stand with us in this evening to help us open our hearts. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Ashe, aho.
sacred mother of a thousand names, all of the spirit guides, the holy fathers, and great spirit, we ask that you send in the blessed energies of the West. The West is the element of water. We are created in the sacred womb, and with every drop of rain, every raging river, the roaring currents that flow, the channels that flow in the ocean, we are blessed and rebirthed again and again in the waters, the holy waters. And may we remember that stillness, that regeneration, and be merged and honor our waters on this earth. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Ashe, aho.
I call in the earth and the north, the soil and the ground under our feet, the canopy in the sky that is right above us, all the spirit animals and fairies and soil and magma, everything that is our Mother Earth. I ask them to join us. And I like to pick a rune for our meetings. And once again, the coyote, which is the rune of balance, has decided to join us. And it's a picture of two coyotes howling up at the moon. So I call in our direction north, our moon, all of these material things that are around us, and have to come with us on our journey of opening our hearts along with their vibration. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Aho, Ashe.
And I call in the fifth element, spirit, by whatever name is known to each of us. It's a combination of the other four elements plus. We've got that synergy going, so it's more than 1, 2, 3, 4 equal. This is the fifth element. And I ask that it come in whatever form for each of us and help us as tonight we learn more about opening our heart. Welcome.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Oh, very interesting that old coyote has shown up.
Decided to show.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what he has to offer.
Wisdom and folly. So let's see where the cards fall.
And so it is, and so it is. Our circle, as some of you who listen may know, we rotate some of us in and out as needed, and we like to offer up a cauldron full of a tasty gumbo that we wise, spirited women conjure up and stir it up to make it flavorful. And we offer you a template, if you will, for your own circle magic, should you be a novice, and a space of safe spiritual sisterhood, no matter what your skill level is. All are welcome to listen and enjoy the fine energy that we will raise. So get your smudge bowls cooking, or your fave gem elixirs, perhaps you might even like mine, flash silver runes, aura cleanse, or golden armor, which, if you are allergic to smoke, will do just fine because it has no scent at all, just a whole lot of energy. So you can light your candles if you like, and have your libations of choice chalice, and most importantly, bring your open hearts, which we're going to do even bigger, and enthusiasm to enrich the magical cauldron we will make. And part of our journey here is to reweave, it's the coyote made me say it wrong, reweave the luminous crystalline web that surrounds the planet, including all the interlocking sacred sites methodically aligned for the planetary healing and elevation needed at this special time. Yeah, that's a new one. The coyote made me do it. A little rewrite there. Much more fun. Much more. We don't believe in the other things. And we can't move forward without always honoring all the ancestors, all our relations, all the multidimensional light beings. And we'll light the ceremonial smoke if we so desire, or spritz, deep peace, golden armor. All these things are wonderful ways to create your sacred space. And it's always a really special time when Pandora brings her Native American flute to just give us a beautiful soundscape. And as you hear her play, it would be good to put both of your hands over your heart, because she's going to bring in the work from the East through her flute, through the breath, through the sound of the flute. And that'll help all of us open our hearts as we start this wonderful journey. So, Pandora, go for it. Nice entry towards finding and creating your perfect spiritual mother. And I want to suggest that everybody get really comfortable. Stretch out or relax in any way that you can in the space you're in. And close your eyes and just relax. Let everything from the day fall off you. If you're just joining us, just shake it off and just allow the peace of the flute and the space that we're creating just surround you in safe, peaceful energy. And as you tune into your inner world, imagine that you are in the most favorite, wonderful water that you know. Be it your bathtub, or the ocean, or a lake, or a spring. And just allow yourself to get totally comfortable in your perfect waters, where you can just feel yourself relaxing into that energy. And the temperature is perfect for you. And it just soothes you so much to be relaxed in this water. And as you look into the sky on your inner landscape, through your mind's eye you look, and there's the moon and the stars, and that serenity just wraps itself around you. And we may have had perfect mothers and mothering. We may have not had it long enough. We may have had mothering that just didn't leave us feeling very nurtured. Or we may feel very full from the mothering you've had altogether. So just see this potential in the heavens for you to create your perfect spiritual mother. And she might be a goddess, she might be a woman, she might be an animal. She might be nothing you can even define in words or category. But just allow yourself now to create that image in the heavens of a perfect spiritual mother for you. It doesn't matter if the image and qualities make sense to another living soul, but she is yours. And if you needed protection, maybe you'll have an Amazon. If you needed more warmth, another kind. Think about what you need for your own nurturance, what the perfect spiritual mother might be able to give you, and start building her and creating her and breathing life into her. And as she's coming into form for you, just let yourself just soak her up and notice that there's a thin silver cord that goes from her navel to yours. And through that cord, you can feel all that wonderful energy filling you up, surrounding you with a wonderful pinkish light. And notice how that beautiful energy flows through that silvery cord from her navel to yours. And the really good thing about this is you don't ever have to disconnect from this being if you don't want to. That energy is there for you at all times, at all ways. If you're feeling a pint low on love, sweetness, nurturance, your own health, a little something, just remember to tune back into that image and feel the energy coming through that cord from your mom to you. And you'll have that nurturance for all times, whenever you need it, and even if you don't. And she can offer you perfect healing and love at any time. if you feel full and like you have come to a good place of feeling her nurturance, we can take this one step further. And this will work very specifically on your heart. This is coming from the world of fire, of flame. And we're very fortunate that in this life, we have a perfect example of flame and fire. And that's the sun. We don't have to struggle too hard to imagine what it might be. It's right there. So what I would like you to do for yourself is to imagine yourself out in your yard or wherever you have good access to the sun, or even right where you are sitting right now at this moment, and feel the sun, feel the warmth and the heat, and very gently absorb it and bring it into your heart center, which is right where your heart is. And open your heart up and feel the warmth that is just resting with you, the heat of the sun, bright and fiery and pink and soft. And as you feel this more and more, you discover you're actually becoming the sun. You're becoming a radiant being. And the more you open to that, the more radiant you become. The more radiant you become, the more wonderful to be in your presence, and you become a radiator of this loving, sweet, bright energy that inspires all who come near you and inspires the world. That you can bring that energy right out into the world. And when you are radiating, you are not absorbing. And this is a really wonderful part for those of us who tend to absorb too much. If you're radiating, you can be anywhere and not absorb the murk. So now that you've found your perfect mom and you have filled your heart with the sun and actually have become a living sun, just take a second to feel how much better you're feeling and how full you're feeling. Perhaps it was a low day. Things can change, and they always do. So many blessings to all of you, and I hope that this has filled you with wonderful, fiery, sunny energy and given you a new mom to count on. We could always use a new one. Many blessings. This is Flash Silvermoon signing off and on to Catherine.
Okay. I want to talk again about the water. And as you mentioned earlier, Flash, water is such an amazing place to be. I know I'm a fire sign, but the water for me is the most holy place at the end of a day to wash it all away. And as a child, it was what I was drawn to. I was born on land that had water right in my front yard and grew up on the ocean, but was born on land that had a lake with a natural spring in the middle of it. And the water has always been holy for me, and in the ancient times and in many traditions, water has been used as a baptismal, a rebirth, you know, we love to play in the water, and all of us do. So for opening the heart, I just imagine that we're created of water, as
yeah.
we are the sun children, and we blaze, as you said, and radiate that light. That sun is reflected on the water, and the water grows life, and we are of that creation. And so, once again, going back to the fact of the womb, that we grew in the womb in water, and we came in as beautiful, innocent souls through our mother's body. And whatever our experience has been with our mothers, there, from the moment we start learning language and communication, even pre-language, there are things that start teaching us ways that may not be in harmony. So the water, for me, and the opportunity for all of us, is a place to be still and absorb and cleanse away anything that came before. Anything at all. And to know that the ocean is our sacred mother, one of thousands of mothers that we have, opening the heart when we're in a place of stillness is such a sacred thing, to remember that we've all been told stories, we've all been treated with various behaviors by others on the earth. But the water is a lullaby. It rocks us and cradles us. And our hearts came into physical beingness, into this vessel, in order to share love, the love we were created from on the other side. And so when we hold on to any stories, or, as you were saying, Flash, taking on the energy of all the gunk out there, to remind ourselves to breathe and hold our shoulders back and allow that yin part of our bodies to open and just flood with light and love and wash away all that old thinking, because love is such an expression of the heart, and it's the best feeling in the world to be able to merge in that place of love with all things on the earth. And I go to Mother Ocean and to many waterways for that. But I invite people to play with the water, with their child in the middle of a temper tantrum, with their elder parent who's in angst, or for myriad different experiences, water will shift the vibration and bring on that opening heart space and that stillness. It's a very sacred space.
We do always offer a glass of water in many situations, right, as the go-to thing. It makes a lot
yeah.
of sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, it brings us to Earth, and thinking of Mother Earth, one of the things that I find is so important, and I've been searching for, especially in this time of new energy, is grounding. And, of course, the mother is always that place where you feel safe and grounded, and you can be everything that you are. So I like to look at, or I'm starting to look into Mother Earth and doing some meditation that really looks into the different energies that she has. So starting with the ground, it's the playground. It's the place where we can all run around and find ourselves and get boo-boos and hurt and do everything and love. And find ourselves, and she gives us this beautiful landscapes and places, all different kinds of places to do this. And then to go a step deeper, and you go into the soil, and this is sort of like a womb it's where everything grows, it's the potential for everything, and also that great strength, that density, that the whole planet has, that gigantic mother field, and the strength of that, and connecting into what that is. And then finally, the magma, that fire that is the core of the mother. And that's the strength, the feeling safe, the knowing that no matter what, mother is going to be there to defend and can recreate and can vanish, can do everything from that place, and to connect into that place. And to bring all of these different vibrations of the earth into us, up through us, because we are a part of her creation. We are her carbon, aren't we? So, and bringing that up into, through the sun, to anywhere you want to connect up in northern hemisphere, and bringing it back down and feeling all of that right here, that you've got your up, you've got your down, your as above, so below, and here I am in the middle, emanating all of this, the love from the mother, the love from the solar system, and the groundedness and the love, and mixing that together, I find is what Earth is all about.
Absolutely.
Well, spirit seems like an umbrella in a way, and I know a lot of people are fearful of opening their heart, of making themselves vulnerable.
Yes.
Because for whatever reasons, whether it's parents, friends, lovers, somewhere along the line they've been hurt. And as I think we all have, some of us think it's worth taking a chance on. And others really want to open up, but they're so fearful. And so from spirit, for me, comes the white light exercise. Because this is not putting an armor necessarily around yourself so that you can't feel. But for this, it would act more as a filter, I think, to allow us to feel. But maybe the filter part would come in to help us focus on higher things in case of hurt or vulnerability. The fearfulness, and I just like it. Everyone has a white light meditation or something similar, but for me, it's just to start out with the light way over my seventh chakra, which is the crown, but depending on what system you use, we have several other chakras up there, and you have a white ball of safety in whatever form that comes to you, and you breathe it in throughout your whole body, from your head, your arms, right down, all the way through your body and out your feet, and then it comes back around, and you do this like three times, visualizing this white light in every part of your body. It actually really is one of those ways of warming yourself up, too, because it definitely does. But at the end of this, you have that safety, feel like you have a shield around you. And I would urge people to do this or something similar if they're afraid of opening up, because we all believe that an open heart is such a good thing. It's worth the risks.
Can we do that now, maybe?
Yes, let's do it.
Just yeah.
Envision this ball of white light over your head. Take a deep breath and then just see it coming down through your head, your neck, your arms all the way out, your fingertips. And it's coming down through your chest, your torso, down through your legs, knees, to ankles, and out your toes. You feel it going all the way. And then it just feels like it just swings back around to the top of your head. And here it comes again. Now we're going like the back of the head, down your back, your buttocks area. This time we're just taking it down the back of our legs, behind our knees, on down again, around the ankles, and out the bottom of our feet. Then back again. And do this one more time. Get every place we didn't get before. We'll have it come down our head and our features, our eyes, our nose, our ears, our mouth, the front of our head, our face, and our throats, and our arms, all around our arms, from our shoulders to our forearms. We've got the elbows, the wrists, the hands and fingers. We're doing our collarbones. Everything between the front and the back. I mean, just envision your organs are all wrapped in white light, too. As you go down, your lungs, your stomach, diaphragm on, your colon, your appendix, if you still have it. Everything in there. And then we're coming back down to the legs, the front, the shins that we're so mean to and get bumped all the time. The tops of our feet, just seeing all this white throughout our body, and you can feel it. And then it's just going to go out to the bottoms of our feet, the bottoms of our toes. And it will rest. And we have created a white body of light. And then just visualize this white light going out just a bit so that you're almost in a the egg shape, the cocoon. This is something that when I'm really doing it as I should, I do in the morning and at night. And I feel quite safe and protected from all kinds of things. So, I mean, this wouldn't necessarily just be for vulnerability, for open heart, but it works for that too. So that would be my offering from Spirit.
Oh, blessings. Feels ever more peaceful and as if we're contained in that silvery white light. Feels like the whole vibration of our circle is being transformed.
Yeah.
As we speak, even.
Mm-hmm. I just got some tingling happening.
Yeah.
And now that we've got the energy up so very nicely, this would be a really good time. We can basically chant the syllable ma, which is the sound that opens the heart chakra. And I'll get us started, and we can get that circle going. And as we do, that sound will open the heart, and we will start creating a virtual circle around the whole planet, visualizing all the places in the world that need these things, this open-heartedness, safety, protection. as if the great mama herself of a thousand names had her huge arms wrapped around the whole planet. And so we're going to be raising this vibration. And as we have it going for a little bit and we visualize a beautiful silver luminous web around the planet, we can start saying out loud some of the places where we want this to go. You know, one at a time, so that we keep the ma going. Mm-hmm. All righty. So let's get a deep breath. And ma.
Georgia Mountains.
Interdimensional realities. Ma.
Ma.
Ma. Japan. Ma.
For all the children on this earth.
Ma. Washington, D.C., wake up. Ma.
Ma.
Ma. Have a heart. Have a heart. All around the world. Have a heart.
Heart.
Ma.
Ma.
Shining brighter, shining brighter, feeling full, so full, so heartful, so full of love. We are all in this together. One beating heart. Many minds, many spirits. But that rhythm of the earth, that one beat, we all have that one beat that connects us. And I know you can all feel that and feel it stronger.
Just a friendly reminder, we have 5 more minutes. And we also have somebody that's been holding. I don't know if they were just listening in, but I wanted to acknowledge their presence. Should I open it up for a second, see who it is?
Sure, okay. Sure.
Hello, caller, 705 area code.
Thank you, Ma.
Ma.
I've taken part in everything that you've been doing. So, this is Marcia from Canada.
Oh,
hey,
Marcia,
hi, Marcia from Canada.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Always good to have more.
Yeah.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Can join us for our last 5 minutes. Go ahead, Flash.
Yes, it's always wonderful to gather. However we start the show, the ending's always the same. We all feel more full, more connected, and like something has changed in a beautiful way. And we hope all of you who are listening are having that experience as well. And those that will listen later on, not live, that this energy moves through the cosmos to you as well. How are you feeling, Catherine?
Oh, I am just... I'm on fire, but it's the most gentle fire. Just glowing, connected with everything on the earth. All the walls, just, I see it. I know it's possible. There's no separation. We can all come down. Little kids can learn your example of the white light. Be in their cocoon and trust that inner light. We can all merge, and I am just on fire. And beautiful. Yeah.
Did anybody find a really wonderful spiritual mother?
Not a new one, but sort of reacquainted with
won't say the old one, but the one I've had.
Current one?
There we go. Yes. Helped us get reacquainted. Thank you for
yes, that does not hurt.
A combination of my own mother and a goddess composite of Mahat and Sikhmet and all of these, everything together, like a cosmic mother with me in between, you know, this whole flow, this really expanded idea of mother. Cool.
Yeah. After all, we just went through Mother's Day. And it's never too late or too early to honor the mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
More connected is more connections. And
yeah.
Helping to reweave that web. And I believe if it works out, that we will be doing our next show right before summer solstice, and we'll do a summer solstice ritual on Tuesday, June 18th. But we have to clear that with Gwen. And if you look to my Facebook page or my website, this is Flash Silvermoon speaking, you can find out the next date so you can be part of this. And you can also listen at another time to this show. It has a way of moving out in concentric circles as different people listen to it at different times. So it just makes it bigger and better and wider. You know, it's interesting how things work that way with computers. The circle just gets bigger and wider. Keeps cycling around. And at this point, I would like to thank all of you beautiful women who've participated in this circle, and all the beautiful beings that will participate and enjoy this in the future. And we must always remember, as we do this, it expands out and changes the world exponentially by putting this positive energy out there. It gets bigger and larger and more all-encompassing. So even if you're sitting in your room and thinking, oh, it's just me, it's never just you. It's never just you. There's so many of us, and we grow every day.
Right.
And we're all here, all interconnected. We're all one. That myth of separation is just a myth. And we get reminded when we come together like this. And so for all the wonderful spirits who've come to sit with us and the ancestors and the interdimensional beings, if you like, you can stay. But our circle is now open. The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and
never broken.
The circle is open and never broken.
Never broken.
Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.
Again.
And all of you light beings, you may leave and wander around bringing these wonderful energies to all the beings and all the animals and places that are in disarray, and help everyone feel more connected, more healed, with more open hearts. Anyone else like to have some words?
You really hit it on the head. It's after these, I always feel just much fuller and more connected to you all and everybody. Yeah. It's good for us all, I think.
Yeah. When I'm making my gem elixirs, I always ask Spirit what to make and what is needed, not just for me, but what is needed, and then I make. And I can feel, as I'm in the midst of that work, or work of this nature, I can feel that connection with spirit and that it's not just me and that it continues well beyond all of us.
Mm-hmm. And relax. That's the biggest
yes.
message.
Yeah.